VFW Mobile.
How about yours?
Ken, I got quite a few things accomplished around the house, so productive also.
I think I got a recapture to the yard somehow.
Something new, isn't
there? You got that right.
Taking his days off for not having anything to work with.
But what happened there, I knew he said that he thought they were going to be low on parts.
That's what I'm assuming. I don't know for sure.
He said that the building that my niece works in took extra days for the holiday and that.
This railway shutdown or strike is going to affect them some, too. I don't know how much they get from the railway, but I've got to get some down there where they're at.
A strike. I know they had a... Biden had until, what, yesterday or this morning to do something to stop it.
Oh, for sure. They were talking about it.
And if he had appointed an arbitrator, then they had to not go on strike for like 60 days.
Following it that close, I just knew it was coming.
I mean, how many truck trailers are on a darn train? Man, most of the trains are just full of them. That's really going to hurt.
It is. And it's going to hurt for sure. It's amazing how much freight still moved by train. How'd they off go?
I didn't do a whole lot. Just spent the time with my cousin. And that Saturday, I found the old projector of my mom's and some old 8mm film from the late 50s, early 60s, and we played some of that until the bulb on the projector went out. See movies of herself when she was just, you know, 2 and 3 years old, and that she had never seen them before. And then she got to help us identify a bunch of people, you know, the people that we didn't know who they were. And then a bunch of them on one of the films was all about her side of the family. So I gotta find a place to put all that stuff to a thumb drive.
They said advertises on the radio all the time. Next time I hear the commercial on the radio, I'll try to get it for you.
Iffy box, right?
That's it.
My brother's got a relative or somebody, or, you know, his wife has a relative or somebody that does that, so we're checking into it right now.
That way you didn't have to send it off. You can keep it here local.
Ain't no telling what, you know, might happen to it and in the mail, and I've seen how the UPS and that do stuff.
Kilo over to 4 Tray Whiskey.
Damien, KN4 TFW.
Morning, Damien. KO4HGX.
Good morning, gentlemen. Hope y'all doing well on this bright and early Monday morning. We get the weekend behind us and the week started so we can get that weekend ahead of us and ready for the next weekend, right?
Correct on that.
Ready, Ken, because we got us a ham fest coming up at the Waynesville.
Plans just in. How about you?
I will be there. Can't wait. Good little ham fest. I don't know if y'all ever went to it or not, but I've been going to it probably the last 6-7 years, man. And I never will forget me and the wife. I wanted her to go. I guess that was the first and only ham fest she's been to. We've got kids, so it's kind of a little bit more aggravating for her to, you know, get up, get the kids up and us leave early and all that. But we had, at the time, we just had one daughter at the time and left her with my mom and dad. We took off up there on a Friday night. No, I'm wrong. We took up there early Saturday morning. And I'd bought a estate sale and was trying to get rid of a whole bunch of stuff. And I made more money, I believe, that day than I ever had at a ham fest. It was about 5:30 in the morning we got there. And people come up and started buying stuff right out of the back of the truck. I couldn't even hardly get it unloaded quick enough. And they was a buying. I couldn't hardly think. And I made a good little bit of a pocket change there. And me and the wife just had a good time up there.
It'll be the first time I've been, so I'm looking forward to it.
Great. And like I said, it's a good little ham fest. Now, I don't know, you know, I can't remember. I don't know that they... I think they may have had it last year. I can't remember so much as went on with COVID and stuff. And these ain't had it. They've had it in different places and all that. But so I really can't remember how it went, if they did have it last year, about the time and all that, as far as people showing up and all that. But I would suggest get there good and early, you know. About, I'd say no earlier than 6, but no later than 6:30, just so you know you can get the good deals and all that. But they'll be, they got, it's underneath a pole barn. Most of us underneath a pole barn. They do have an inside, too. So it'll be inside / pole barn.
Heads up, because I wasn't planning on coming that early, because it says it really doesn't start to 8 o'clock.
What's that? I'm sorry. You're right. You need to, I'm going to say probably around 7:30. I'm thinking about selling and stuff. If you're not selling and stuff, you don't, about 7:30 be fine.
Ken, don't let us leave you out.
Nah, you guys are good, and I just enjoying listening to you. And that, I ain't going to be able to go. I don't think I need anything quite yet.
That one, there ain't nothing to my knowledge till Shelby. I think that's it. I think that's the next one after Waynesville, Shelby, Labor Day weekend.
One I know of, and then you got the DXC conference over in Pigeon Forge, the 18th, I believe it is, September.
If that one's, if that's actually a ham fest, or is it just a conference?
To it, but I've been in Pigeon Forge when it was going on before I got my license, and they had a ham fest around with it. I don't think it was actually part of it, but there was one there at the same time.
Right, yep. Yeah, I knew they had one same time. I've been to it, but I have not been able to find it this year. Usually they post something. I need to look again, because they was having one in September and one in March, if I ain't bad wrong, up there. I wasn't the one this past March, but I ain't heard nothing or seen nothing. But I may try to call a guy. I got a friend that helps out with that. I may try to call him and see if I can get in touch with him, see if they're going to have that September. If I find out, I'll get back with y'all and let you know. We'll have one in Gaffney in October. I'll let you know about the one in Gaffney. Gaffney Club is putting one on in October. Back on the Spartanburg one. That was a neat little ham fest. I liked the little Spartanburg one over at the fairgrounds, but I don't know the plans on that. I've heard two different stores. I've heard that they're not going to do it. They didn't have the manpower, and they decided just to never do it again, and I've heard that they may try next year, so I don't know.
One way or the other, but I'll see if I can find out on that one for you.
Anyways, I think it's the first weekend in May, first Saturday in May at the Spartanburg Fairgrounds. But now, we had one in 3 years, I think. Two for sure. More than likely three. I'm going to say three, and I'm going to say this, if I don't have one next year, that'll be four.
Probably the first ham fest I went to in 2020 was the last one I think they had.
I mean, 2019, I'm thinking. I don't know, did they have it when COVID is going on in 2020?
I think they did, but I'm not sure. I know it was the first one I went to at the Spartanburg Fairgrounds, actually before I got my license that year. So I'm going to say that was the last one I know of.
Yeah, I got my license in 2012, 2013 there. I studied and done that app test, you know, where you take the test on an app on your phone back and forth, you know, played with it. I felt like I was pretty confident I was ready, so I went over and took it and got mine. And then I waited another year and done the same thing and studied for my general. And when I was there, I hadn't even really studied for the extra. I looked over and stuff, but when I was there, they said, you want to take the extra, it don't cost you no more. If you don't pass it, then, you know, you're paid for the general, you can go ahead and take the extra, it won't cost you no more. Okay, well, why not? I ended up making better on my extra than I did my general. For some reason, that was crazy.
The same thing, I waited a year in between my tech and my general, and I didn't get my extra. I didn't even really try on it. I looked at the test and blank read over it, and I didn't know half those answers, so I'll come back to that.
Well, I actually started in the radio stuff when I'm 40 now. I started when I was 15. By no means my parents would ever have done this now, this day and time, but it used to be a truck stop at the 78, exit 78 called Midway Truck Stop. Matter of fact, where the QT is sitting there at exit 78 was where Midway Truck Stop was, right there off of 221. And I got started with Ben's, worked at that truck stop at the CB shop. And a good friend of mine's being him still good close, but they'd start during the summertime. I would stay there while my mom would go shopping and run errands when I was out of school. And she'd drop me off at the truck stop. I'd sit there and watch them work on radios. I learned how to work on them, tinker with them and all that. I think that helped me big time because I learned about a lot of the electronics and stuff. And I furthered my education in school, taking electronics classes and stuff. So I think that really helped me.
So that would be a big start anyway. But I'm going to have to stay 7 degrees for now. I'm coming into the black hole up here. Davey, it's good to talk to you this morning, Ken. It's good to talk to you, and I will keep an ear out for you and on down the log. 4HGX. I'll be clear for now.
We'll catch you after a while. KN4TFW.
Patrick, have a good 73s. Kilo Victor 4 X-ray whiskey.
Hey, Damon.
And I pulled that filter gate. Today I'm going to a place over just right behind y'all. It's called Clean Lights. And then I run a Riga now. That's my main job is a Riga, which is right over on the other side of 85 or Hertz selling these plants. But that's my main plan. They got like 15 cans over there. So I'm going there first to see what's there waiting for me over the weekend. And then I'm going work my way back over there to Clean Lights and get that can and stuff. So we'll be over next to you all day.
Leave off on Friday. I had relatives in town and wanted to spend a little bit of time with them.
Well, enjoy it while you can, because people, you know, none of us, including ourselves, is not guaranteed tomorrow. People's here today and gone tomorrow. That's what I try to do with my relatives. I ain't got a lot, but mom's still living, and dad passed away 2 years ago. That made me look at life a whole lot different. You know, I walked around not really worried about death, not worried about people dying. You know, I'm never worried about myself. You know, I mean, I know where I'm going when I die. And, it's one of those things when it's your number punched, it's your number punched. The way I look at it. Ain't no sense worrying about it because you just worry yourself on into the grave if you do that. But it still made me look different when my dad passed away because, you know, it's like, not me. That never happened, you know. I just didn't look at things different. But now, after my dad passed away, I look at things a whole lot different and cherish the moments with all my relatives.
You're right on that one. You have to take advantage of all the time you have because you can't never tell how much more you got left.
Coming last year, she had they called it a kind of like a mini stroke, but It was pretty major. I think it was more major than they thought. But matter of fact, it was on, and I don't know if it had anything to do with it, but it was on the 1 year anniversary of my dad passing away that she had a stroke. Or maybe a day before, a day after, somewhere around there though. My dad passed away 2020. Labor Day 2020, and I got the phone call. Luckily, I was in Galpins. My mom had called me. She'd actually called me by accident, thank the Lord, and it worked out that way, but she was trying to get a hold of her doctor. She just didn't feel right, and she knew she had a stroke, because when she called me and I answered the phone, I said, "What you doing?" And she said, "Well, I didn't mean to call you. I was trying to call the doctor." And she broke down and started crying, saying, "I think I've had a stroke." And I said, "Call." And I said, "What do you want to do?" I said, "We need to get you there as soon as possible." And like I said, I was in Calvin, so I wasn't that far from the house. And I live right there in Mayo, Chesney. So I ended up running over in the big truck, hopping in her car and running her down the road. Things is better with her, but she'll never be 100%. She's about 90%, I mean, but it gave us a big scare and stuff, so that made us look at things a little bit different in life, too.
There's all the time, you know, and take advantage of it, and then so that you don't have regrets later in life when you know, those people are gone, and then you got, you know, family history that gets lost, and nobody will never know.
And that was one of those things I did have. There ain't a lot of regrets I have with my dad, but there's one that I did, and it just, I know I can't change it, but it still bothers me. And, about the time that COVID started, fast forward, you know, COVID started 2020, and I guess about March, April, somewhere around there. My company, you know, things kind of went south on everybody. Everybody was shut down and stuff, so we didn't have a lot of traction. Well, we still did, but they ended up cutting back, so they was running us 4/10s. Instead of us running, you know, 5/11s, we was running 4/10s. And I was able, me being there at the company at the time, I'd been there 17 years at that time, 18 now, but when I wanted to be off, so I chose Mondays. I'd have a 3-day weekend every, you know, and we run that from the April, I guess, to June or July, so I had a lot of time there, but I found time for myself. Every Monday I was doing something, yard work, whatever. I just seemed like I was using that time to get caught up on stuff, and my dad fish. He loved to go fishing and stuff, and he'd ask me, "Son, when you gonna go fishing with me?" "Oh, I'll get to it someday. I just got so much going on. I'll go with you." Well, he passed away in September, and I never did go with him. And I guess that's my biggest regret.
You'll remember it, you know what I mean, until you passed on, and that, you know, that's the bad part about it. Nothing you can do about it.
Said, you know, you can't dwell on that, you know. You can't change it, but you can only learn from the past. So I try to, you know, see my mom at least once or twice a week. It's the way I work and stuff, and being active in the fire department, it's kind of hard. But she got a birthday coming up Thursday, so we're gonna carry her out for her birthday and stuff. So looking forward to that. It's actually, she turned 70. She don't know it, but we're gonna have a big surprise birthday for her. So. All of her friends are going to be there and all that, so that's going to be a big deal Thursday night. Can't wait for that.
Month we just did a surprise 80th for my mother-in-law, and that she really enjoyed that. It was really nice.
Well, I hate you can't. He ain't going to be able to make Waynesville. Like I said, that's a good little ham fest. If you can't get broke away or whatever, you'll try to run up there and check it out.
But what I really need right now. You know, I mean, a couple of programming cables, maybe, you know, maybe a headset or something. But what I got is working. I just got me a different antenna, and it appears to be working pretty good. I guess I could use a rotor. And now I have to go outside and change it manually, but it's working for right now. KN4 TFW.
Kilo Victor 4 X-ray Whiskey. That's something I'm wanting to get to the next month or so. It's been down, and I just stay so busy and so much going on and trying to cram so much in on weekends. I just ain't had time, but I had a vertical HF antenna that the wind got in your beam, and I was hoping I was going to get lucky in the way that it broke that vertical HF. It basically snapped it in two, and it's just hanging there on my 2-meter beam, so I tried to turn the rotator, hoping that it would just kind of knock it off, but it's got it in a bind. I've got to go get the bucket truck. I've got access to a company called the Light Company. They're good friends of mine and stuff. I just call them up and tell them that, I mean, I've even got a key to the gate. They'll leave the key in the truck for me. I just call them up one day and say, hey, I need to borrow the bucket truck on Saturday morning. And I can go over and get it and do all my antenna work and stuff. I just ain't had a chance to get over and do it.
Had a chance. I mean, the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks for us been really busy. I got this week and this weekend going to be trying to recover the yard.
You get behind on that. That's one of the biggest things I hate about vacation. We go for 2 weeks. We went the week before the 4th and the week after the 4th. Or the week before the 4th and the whole week of the 4th to the beach. So I waited and cut the grass on Saturday. So it was 2 weeks before I got the grass cut again. And man, I tell you what, I had a time of it, weed eating and all that, which I hadn't put no liquid weed eater down in a while, so I went ahead and laid some liquid weed eater, you know, most of everything. So I about got mine recovered again.
Got to spray myself, and then we had some big trees cut down, so I got mulch everywhere and that, and I got to, you know, spread that all out. I just got, but it's been too blooming hot, you know what I mean, when you do have time.
One thing I need to do is get some mulch. We got some last year, but you know how that is. It kind of decays and all that. I wish they, I ain't found a place yet, and they may be somewhere or another. I wish there was somewhere that sold that rubber mulch, you know, in bulk, and not bags, but, you know, you go get a truckload of it or something. I'd go get me a truckload of that, because that stuff don't decay. The biggest thing, if anything happens, is it may change color. You might have to, you know, paint it or something other, do something other, but other than that, it's always there, and they say it works pretty good.
Had some of that, and I didn't think it worked out too good. It just gets really hot. Seems like it dries the ground out, and that, and the plants seemed like they really struggled. I know the tree trimmers. They said they have all the mulch you want at their yard. Just make arrangements on a Sunday to go out there, and they'll load it up for you, and that won't cost you anything.
We used to be a smaller company. It used to be a company called Fennel Container, and you know, a little mom and pop company. We parked, as a matter of fact, I didn't even park in Greenville at the time. I parked less than a mile away from the house at the time that was going on. And so I called the boss man and said, hey, I'm going to carry a truck so such and such place to get a load of mulch to bring it to my house. But I didn't have to worry about having a trailer that would hold the mulch or getting overloaded or whatever. I just bring a can, set it down at the mulch yard. They fill the can, slam full if I wanted to, you know, pay for it. Or, you know, different places I knew that had mulch and it was given away, like you said. So there for a long time, I didn't have to worry about not having enough mulch. I'd haul it myself.
That's the expense of it, right, getting it hauled.
The guy that's not too far from the house, he's got a dump trailer and stuff. And I just, I call him up, tell him how many scoops I want, and he'll bring it, put it to the yard there, you know. Now, it's not cheap, it ain't, you know, it still costs us, but name of the game now, it is what it is.
Get into today since we're off on Friday.
Always the surprise, that was like when I come back to work, being off 2 weeks. I knew that I come into a little bit of trouble, but luckily I fared pretty good.
Monday last week also, and all that stuff was still there when I got there on Tuesday, so I guess Friday stuff will still be here.
Yeah, that's a neat thing about it, I guess. Most places, you know, depending on your job and all that, you ain't got to worry about no one wanting to do your job, especially this day and time. Usually, if you leave it, it's waiting on you when you get there the next day or waiting on you the next week or whatever. It's just sitting there waiting on you.
You know, it's all going to be waiting on you. That's kind of discourages you from taking vacation, doesn't it?
But, there again, I just... I tell you, some people kill me. I got a dispatcher. And she believes that no one should take no vacation, because she don't. She don't take no vacation at all. She loses her weeks. But, you know, we get sick. If you've been there a long time, you get, I think, 6 weeks. That's what I get. And she'll take 1 week, and that's it. It's one of the deals. You can roll your personal. We get 1 week of personal and 5 weeks of vacation, regular vacation. And she'll roll her personal, but the 5 weeks, it take 1 week of vacation, and everything else loose. And she'll tell you, I believe everybody want to do that work. And I look at her like she's crazy. I take mine, and I enjoy mine.
I'm going to take mine. Well, I have the gate in sight, so I'm going to say 7-3. You have an awesome day. Be safe out there driving from place to place, and maybe I can catch you another morning. KN4 TFW.
All right. Well, it's been a pleasure, and you made my time coming up the road. Go quick. I'm coming up here on 75 here at Bowen Springs. Have a good. We'll holler at you later. Kilo Victor 4 H-Ray Whiskey.
For CEF Mobile.